In South Sudan context, as you know, there are globally there are 780 million adults who are illiterate around the world. But in South Sudan, there are 27% people are only literate at the age of 15, which means 73% are illiterate, which is the highest number around the world. So we are facing a very serious issue here, particularly when the context is also challenging in terms of ongoing conflict. But having said that, I think there's a lot of efforts which have been taken by the partners and Ministry of Education together to overcome this issue. And in terms of access, one of the challenges is that if you see 3.9 million population is dispersed, so the institutions or the facilities of education, even they are not functional because the population has moved.
Yes.
And as the minister said, that 1.8 million children are out of school now. Fine. And if there are 4 million children population of South Sudan, fine. So you can see that almost half of the children are out of school. So they are not getting any access to education. Even in terms of youth, and what we have came to know that even if the youth which is employed and poverty levels are very high, they may be underemployed. Fine. And then we also have societal barrier are also there, where communities are not sending particularly their girls to education. Another challenge is when it comes to quality of education is teachers. There are around 96% teachers in South Sudan only have primary and secondary certificates, and only 4% teachers have university degrees. And we are talking about 40,000 teachers are here in South Sudan, but teacher-student ratio is very high, 1 to 100. So we really need more teachers as well, both for formal and non-formal education system.
Okay, could you tell us really efforts by UNESCO?
Yes.
To
so what we have, yes, what we have done is with the Ministry of Education, we have prepared an ECLUSI program, alternate education curriculum, and trained facilitators. And this curriculum has been used by different NGOs, different partners. We have set up community learning centers across South Sudan and working with different partners in promoting of functional literacy, vocational training literacy, and also supporting partners and Ministry of Education in monitoring of education, particularly literacy programs. And also we have started pastoralistic education program for cattle keepers and farmers. So it's also going on.
Could you tell us just maybe an estimate budget of all these projects since you started? Up to how much in US dollars?
As a specialized agency, I think our investment for this area is 4 to 5 million. But other proposals, you know, there is a Global Partnership Education Fund. So along with UNICEF, we are supporting Ministry of Education to have a second tranche of it. So which, if they come next year, it will be around $32 million as a GPE funding for South Sudan. So investment is coming, but if you see the needs are a lot. Even European Union, DFID, USAID, UNICEF, we have big programs in this country. But if you see the needs, as I told you earlier, like teachers have been paid, but still more needs to be done, more facilities needs to be found, more materials needs to be printed. And particularly as the population is dispersed, we have to set up community learning center even in IDP camps and refugee camps. Fine. So a lot needs to be done in terms of developing infrastructure for education and service delivery.
What can you tell us in as far as child soldiers in terms of their education?
You know, the number of child soldiers again is very alarming over here.
And how many so far?
To last time when I was updated was 17,000, but still, you know, it's difficult to document them. And I can give you one example. Even UNESCO, this year we are working with National Bureau for Statistics, Education Management Information System team, just to figure it out how many even children are out of school. Because the last census was done in 2006 and 2008, and there is no census. So we are doing a lot of studies to do the analysis and get the data of different level of learning achievement. Coming back to child soldiers, I think we have alternate education system for them, where we bring them and give them education, give them vocational training so that they are integrated back into society. Fine. But if you have more out-of-school children, as I told you, 1.8 million, they are prone and vulnerable to get to involve themselves in conflict if they are not going to school. Fine, if you are an adult youth in a community, what else you are going to do? If you have, you don't have job, you are uneducated, you are prone and vulnerable to joining any faction or warring faction. So this is the global trend, which is also, unfortunately, is in South Sudan.
And finally, your message on the International Literacy Day?
My message for World Literacy Day for South Sudan is that irrespective of whoever you are, you have to prioritize education, because education is the key for sustainable peace, for sustainable development, for strengthening the social fabric of this country. And a lot needs to be done. And we have to have a concentrated effort. I think education should be something in which whichever faction you are, whichever side you belong to, whatever tribe you are, you have to come together and have to be on the same page to promote literacy in this country.